that people come yell at us, not to help us make tough choices.
Yeah, a couple of things on that. Number one, I'd like to say for viewers, listeners, that our office is always ready and very willing to come out and do a budget 101 for whatever group would like to hear it. We make ourselves available to really talk people through how the budget is structured, where the decision points are, and how and generally how things work. So I just wanted to say, if folks have the desire to have us come and do a 101 with your group, please reach out to us at the City Budget Office at PortlandOregon.gov. Second thing is, it was probably about 7 years ago, so Commissioner Fish probably remembers this. We actually did used to run the process quite differently in terms of engagement. I think Commissioner Fritz as well, you may remember the times when we brought community members and we did have them sit around a table and really work
I absolutely hated that as a community member. I got assigned randomly to a table that was with a bureau director. There was something that I didn't particularly wasn't interested in. I wanted to talk to the council. I didn't necessarily want to talk to somebody who wasn't going to be making the decisions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and I think that there are definitely different options for structuring that, but I think that one of the valuable things that came out of it was we did sort of, at least in 1 year, set up a situation where folks did need to get engaged in the trade-off conversation a little bit rather than coming in to specifically talk about their one issue. And I thought that actually did lead to sort of an interesting conversation at the various tables that I listened in on. So just food for thought in terms of as we try and create the community engagement process that reflects council's wishes, just to put in a reminder of that history.
Mr. Mayor.
Very good. So, Tom, is there anything else, or should I wrap her up?
Yes, let me make a couple comments about October 9th and what we're hearing here and make some suggestions, and we'll have further conversation with you and your staffs about how to best use that time. We got a long list of priorities from citywide electeds. So we are going to do some work, and the budget office will work its usual magic and good work from the collective energy from this group right here that I'm feeling during the session. In terms of honing some scenarios and working on the priorities that we can structure a follow-up conversation. Does that seem like a direction we should go? Each of you have a list. There's some overlap. There's some considerations of trade-offs. There's some pieces that could be good fodder for our next conversation. I'm hearing strong interest in community engagement and getting more clear on that in terms of where this is headed. I don't know if the Office of Community and Civic Life will be ready on the 9th, but we will follow up on that and make sure people are getting questions answered on that. Third, I think we should delve more deeply into the change that the budget office sent out around directives to develop, meaning there will have to be an affirmative stance from commissioners in charge to ask, actually council members, regardless of whether it's your bureau or not, to ask a bureau to develop a package to come forward. As Director Campuzano mentioned, we have averaged over $30 million in ad requests and 80 ad packages a year over the last several years, regardless of whether we're cutting or adding to the budget. One of the intentions of this process is to bring more focus from the council around what you want to consider so we can manage expectations in the community and use the Bureau's time more wisely. So we should delve more deeply into that, because I'm guessing and I believe there should be questions for that process in terms of what Commissioner Fritz has mentioned around prerogatives of commissioners in charge and the commission form of government and how that is going to work. So unless I've missed something there, are we on the right track in drafting up something for council with those three? I'm doing it on the fly here, so I'm open if I've missed anything that we should be working on.
So the other challenge is that as commissioner in charge, part of my process in deciding what to put forward is to engage the community in the budget advisory committees and maybe in some public meetings. So, again, this doesn't I'll wait and see what you have proposed next week, but I would want to make sure that community members are involved in identifying where some of the gaps in service are, as well as the council making our best guesses.
I agree, and as I said at the outset of this, this is going to be imperfect in year one. If we had our collective choice as directors, we would have started this prioritization process with you in August. We weren't there, right?
Well, we didn't have the same bureaus in August either.
But as citywide electeds, generally speaking, there are some priorities that you hear all year, and we think it would be instructive for us to start shaping up what literally hundreds of people do in the bureaus to give you the options that you are considering each year. Commissioner Fish.
No, this question, though, about do you treat all general fund bureaus the same, you know, and what's the impact of a 1% cut to a small general fund bureau versus a big one? That's been an unresolved question in a lot of our work, so I'm glad that it's been ventilated. Just anticipating our conversation next week, quick question. When do we get our next forecast?
December, says the city economist.
December, okay. Just tipping my hat a little bit, you know, and I realize this is more for next week and future discussions, but I like the idea of going back to having the commissioner in charge present the budget with the director to the council. I thought that aligned the accountability in a more direct way. And frankly, some of the confusion in the last year's budget process came because we disconnected the commissioner in charge from the budget presentation. So I think that's important. I also like the idea of the commissioner in charge signing off on any budget ads. And so we're very clear that it's owned by a commissioner. But I want to, again, just leave for us to chew on this question about whether all general fund bureaus are going to be treated the same, because obviously when you look at the 10-year history and you think about the impact on smaller – well, we've had this discussion every year around the arts. I think we're going to need to resolve that in the context of the forecast. But I think we have a little time on that one.
Director Compassano, anything to add about the 9th that is preformed in my mind that you can improve?
No, I think you got it.
Okay. Mayor, Council, that's what we have for you.
Yeah, so I have one more issue, and it's maybe a smaller one, and maybe it's under the umbrella heading of communications. I don't feel like we do a very good job of presenting the final work to the public. In terms of what decisions we made and why we made the decisions we have made. I'll give you a somewhat imperfect example. I believe this city council is fairly well unified around our formula to address homelessness in the community, and we're fairly well unified with Multnomah County through the Joint Office on Homeless Services. Last week, the City Council heard testimony from a group of citizens who came in, residents who came in, I believe it was from Laurelhurst, and they gave a compelling presentation on their belief that we should be doing more around homelessness, livability, and public safety. Tomorrow we're going to hear from a completely different group what I expect to be something along the opposite message based on the forms that have been filled out. Then we're going to receive a petition from the Montevilla neighborhood that I believe some 4,000 people have signed, saying we're not doing enough around homelessness, livability, and policing. Not to be confused with the petition we received last year from the Montevilla neighborhood saying that we were being excessive in our response to homelessness and livability and public safety in Montevilla. So the council is fairly well unified on this issue. The community is sharply divided. And I believe we have an obligation to help facilitate the conversation and the discussion about why we have come to the decisions we have and why we feel confident in the strategy, or at least reasonably confident in the strategy that we've selected. I understand, given that there's 5 commissioners, we're not always going to have complete unanimity on every issue, but we're at least moving in the same direction at the strategic level. And so I feel like there's something missing there in the final presentation of the process, and I'd like to explore that with you.
I think that is precisely what we are trying to get at with the Move to Program offers, which I know you're very supportive of, really to help set that larger context to talk about our efforts more broadly and more consistently and less about all of the little tiny decisions that happen as we go that can create a lot of discussion, but are not necessarily very reflective of the overall effort that we are as a city are making. So I think that recontextualizing of decisions through program offers is really one of the big changes that we hope will help that issue.
But we should talk about it because, you know, sometimes the budget gets adopted and everybody, frankly, you know, has gone through a long and arduous process and we just sort of move on. And I feel like there's just one more step that needs to be taken. Commissioner?
Could you explain a bit more about what you mean by program offers?
Sure. So this is really it's effectively an extension of how we currently provide programmatic information. Right now, bureaus provide narrative around the programs that they run, but very frankly, that narrative happens to be at a very high level that's often not particularly understandable to the layperson and doesn't necessarily connect what the program is and does and is expected to achieve with the resources that are applied to it. Those narratives tend to be at a high enough level where the narratives become somewhat bureaucratic in nature, and we're looking to move them more towards a very concrete narrative that's much more transparent about sort of this program is intended to accomplish X. It does it through this particular. It intends to achieve it through these particular means, and has created this particular delivery structure to address that issue. And then, consequently, we predict these particular outcomes with these particular resources. So, really trying to tie it all together in a more digestible package, something that makes more sense for the community, and also helps decision makers with the trade-offs that are necessarily involved in putting together a budget.
Thank you. That's helpful. That's what we used to do when I first started on the council in 2009. Mm-hmm. And then it took at least half of each bureau's budget presentation in order to be able to get through all of that, mm-hmm. especially in all bureaus. So is the intent to have that kind of Bureau 101 before the budget process? Is that where I get my information about what the needs are in different bureaus?
I think that it's going to be something that evolves over time. I think that what we're talking about is it's going to be a competency that folks develop and that bureaus develop over time. I think that this first year we will be generating a lot of new narrative around programs. I'm guessing that it exists in bureaus in different places, and we're really going to be collecting it. But moving forward, I think that provides the starting point, and I think that this really gets back to the question of decision packages versus base. The vast majority of what we do and what impacts how we deliver services is in that base, and we do spend so much time focused on the decision packages. This is really an effort to, like I said, recontextualize that. So yes, I think this year it'll be challenging because we'll be seeing those complete program offers really at the end of the process.
I mean by a complete program offer?
So really all of that narrative, all of the desired outcomes, really all of the pieces that you described.
Offering for what, though? Offering for cut?
Program offer is a term that the county uses. I think that it's really a program-based budgeting. So really looking at programs as a whole rather than the margins.
Can I offer a suggestion? Why don't we look at a couple models on the 9th?
Yeah.
And show you and also explain to you how it will change the way bureaus actually craft their budgets according to the goals.
Part of my concern is having staff spend a lot of time on something that, in describing what they do, I mean, I know they've already done that with class comp and other things, and we've prepared some of these kinds of narratives for candidates in the past so that they have everybody has more of a grounding of what the different bureaus do. So some of that work will already have been done. And as I mentioned, many of our bureaus are strapped for administrative staff. So having them work on something that, of course, we're going to continue the aquatics program, for example, or, you know, you fill in the blank in any other bureau, I'm not sure what the value of that is, except to say, well, gosh, this bureau does a lot of work in lots of different areas.
I think one of the values is that right now, to the degree that workload is changing in programs that operate in the base, the public and council doesn't really see that impact. If the appropriation level stays at the same level, but the workload is increasing, service levels are likely necessarily going to go down. And we're not seeing that in the way the bureaus are presenting their budgets right now. We'll only see it when it becomes a decision package. So I would say that one of the goals, and this really speaks to the I know that one of the points that the mayor is looking for in these budget changes is a level of transparency. The goal really is to establish a level of transparency, not just around what's being cut or what's being added, but what changes even if things stay the same with regard to resources.
I think, I mean, in some ways then it's helpful that we just changed bureaus, because obviously we all got memos of this is what the bureau does. I will say for myself, I'm still digesting, or in some cases even starting to read, some of the voluminous amounts of information that I've been given, and I'm waiting for multiple different briefings on different topics. Right. So, you know, I hear what you're saying, and I think it is important for all of us to know that overview. Mm-hmm. Again, I just I want to make sure that we're not asking staff to do busy work.
Okay, great.
Just throw one other thing. I'm correct, am I not, that the auditor is no longer doing a community survey?
That's correct. We missed a year. CBO has actually, council did fund us on a one-time basis to re-up the community survey. So that work is underway in our office. And
you know, the community survey methodology has been questioned from time to time. Mm-hmm. I guess the value of the survey, one value is trends over time. And you know what we're accustomed to seeing is very high marks for firefighters, very high marks for parks, actually surprisingly high marks for police, given the conversation we often have at council and the community. There's a different voice reflected in the community survey. I guess one of my thoughts is, are there ways of using scientific research more strategically to help us craft a budget? The irony, of course, is that we're in the middle of an election season where almost every day a poll is in the field, you know, asking people, you know, questions about what their priorities are and how they're going to vote. The community survey performed one function. I didn't find it generally as helpful as something that goes a little deeper and helps us understand where are broad attitudes among the 640,000 people that we represent. And what ends up happening is we end up being, I think, especially responsive to organized groups that show up, you know, organized campaigns, organized T-shirts, things like that, without, I think, stepping back and looking at the broader city. Now, I had the good fortune of winning my primary in May, but it is, I will say that one of the things about a primary election in this town is that you end up getting to know a small number of people very well because they come to every forum, and it's the same group of people. And so to the extent we need to do a better job listening to voices outside of those who can travel to a hearing or who come on a Wednesday morning and share their views, I think thinking about how polling and other survey research could help us do that is very important. Mm-hmm. The mayor correctly observes that if you just went off of Twitter and social media, you get a headache trying to figure out, you know, this because you get whipsawed all the time. But even that represents fairly small numbers of people that are very adept at magnifying their voice on social media. And there's a ton of people that don't have access to social media or don't have the time to engage that we are challenged in getting their perspective on the budget. Anything we can do to magnify their voices, I think would be an improvement.
I couldn't agree more. I think that the survey, while it certainly had its flaws, did provide theoretically provide a very good indicator of some of those broader voices. I think that Michelle Rubin in our office is working on that survey, and I would love to have her come in and brief your offices and get your feedback on sort of where you would like to see that headed and what kinds of questions would be important for council to be hearing the answers to. And I'd love for her to be able to talk to you about what the plan is for making sure that survey does reach out to some of the voices that have not been heard as strongly in the past. So,
Mayor, before you close, I just want to make a brief comment, mostly a thank you. This set of budget changes is going to be difficult. It comes in the context of a lot of other changes going on in the city, bureau directors, other shifts. A lot of people are putting time into this. I want to thank Aaron Rivera from my team, Jessica Kennard from CBO. The City Budget Office in particular, under Claudio's leadership, is undertaking lots of difficult tasks, not to mention a budget software upgrade. So thanks to everyone who's really put their shoulder to the wheel on this. I also want to thank our director colleagues. To a person, they have said, let's give this a shot. And these are folks that are under a lot of stress to deliver what you expect of them each day and what the public expects. So thank you for that. We're gonna need everyone's help. And I'm sure we'll get lots of feedback on this session from everyone, which is also a healthy thing. So we will test drafts with you for the 9th. We want it to be a productive session, and I hope it was useful for you.
Very good. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Claudio. This was a very informative and I would even say fun session. We are, of course, as the leadership body of the city, we're responsible for ensuring that our budget process is transparent, predictable, and stable. And to better achieve these governance values, as we heard today, we're working across our commission form of government to implement what I think are some very exciting changes. Developing bureau budgets in response to council-wide priorities, setting realistic expectations for the people in the community that we serve by identifying priorities earlier in the process. Hopefully the community will have more time for meaningful engagement and strategic participation in this process from the get-go. And of course, we want to increase bureau efficiency by focusing on base budgets as opposed to just add or cut packages. Under this approach, the bureaus still, of course, build their budgets like the current appropriation level or Cal targets. I look forward to continuing this conversation with my colleagues. I appreciate the good work that they've already put into this process. I feel like we're way ahead of the game in terms of where we were last year. As Commissioner Udaly and I were trying to understand the deeper context of the budget process, and I look forward to continuing this. And since you mentioned that we are putting our bureau directors and bureau leadership under stress, they're all here. I want to thank you for working with us during this transitional year as we move towards a new improved process. It will create some hassles and some headaches, and there will be some challenges. But I want you to know we all appreciate it, and we understand that this will be an iterative process, and it will take more than 1 year for it to really reach its full potential. So thank you for the leadership that you're providing as well. Colleagues, we are going to adjourn the work session. We will come back into session in about 7 or 8 minutes for our special council session. We are adjourned.